Hello everyone, my name is Jamie, the youngest kid of Dave and Sandy Gowdy. I was brought up with God as the center of our family. This involved learning about the life of Jesus and attending church together. I'm really grateful for the example my family has set before me of a life lived for Jesus. My parents especially have always been people I can look at to see what this whole God stuff is about. I've also been blessed to be given grandparents who demonstrate the grounding effect that loving God and of starting every day reading God's word gives to your day and life. My brother and sister, Jacob and Maddie, played a big role in my journey to faith too. Seeing their character growth when they gave their life to God was another bit of evidence for me that Christianity wasn't just a set of rules, but a relationship that changes you. When I started really thinking about the Christian faith, I'd say that I was quite cautious about it. I didn't want to throw my lot in with Christianity, then find out later it was a scam. However, what has convinced me is my time looking at the claims of Jesus. It's a big claim of his to say, "I am the Son of God," but I've come to believe that. Also, I've realized that the Bible instructs us how to live well and to the full. Another important part of it for me was that I think I've always been aware that I'm not living a perfect life, not just according to the Bible, but also according to what I know in my heart is right. When I learned about Jesus, I knew that I've never met anyone who has come close to the way he lived. He lived the perfect human life. There are so many ways he is so different to how people usually behave. One that has really stood out for me was how he handled it when his closest friends abandoned him in his time of need. Despite them letting him down so badly, he showed total forgiveness and love. So it was a bit of a gradual process of exploring the faith myself, as well as realizing my own need for Jesus before I was ready to give my life to him. During my fifth and sixth years of secondary school, I was taking things more seriously and trying to understand Christianity more. The Soul Survivor camps that CCC sent a contingent to each year, as well as my times at Abernethy camps, definitely gave me a better understanding of the love that Jesus has for me and for all of us. I realized it's all about God's grace, as Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. I'm unsure exactly what the date was, but around this time I came to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that he had willingly let himself be killed on a cross, taking the punishment for my wrongdoing on himself. I believe that Jesus has more than earned the right to my trust through his sacrifice for me, and so I want to obey him fully. The total forgiveness that Jesus offers gives me the peace of mind to go ahead and live life without feeling guilty all the time. During my fifth and sixth years of school, one big thing that helped me grow in my faith was that I was part of a mentoring trio led by Alan Cuthbert through the youth group here at CCC. It was a place where we could ask questions, study the Bible, and just enjoy each other's company. I think those times together gave me a motivation to read the Bible more consistently, which I'm really grateful for, because I have found that when I'm not walking in step with God, I'm not content with myself. The times when I'm reading the Bible and listening to God are times when I have peace of mind. More recently, living away from home, first at Abernethy for my gap year, and now in Aberdeen at uni, I've had to take the initiative in living out my faith, trying to develop good habits in my walk with God. I definitely don't have all the answers, but I'm getting baptized today because I'm sure of Jesus. I want to let people know that I believe in him and that I want to follow him totally. I know that being baptized is one of the things Jesus asks us to do. I want to have this day that I can look back on and think of as the time I gave myself over to God and died to myself. When hard times come, I will remind myself of the relationship I have with him and which I've publicly committed to today. There is a line from a hymn that I've kept on my phone for the past 2 years that really sums up what Jesus has done for me. And I'll end with this. It says, "To see the law by Christ fulfilled, to hear his pardoning voice, changes a slave into a child and duty into choice. Thank you.
Jamie, it was so appropriate when you were saying your testimony there that kids were shouting and bawling and all the rest of it, because that's the memory I have of you. It was many years ago. So we just pray that they'll be blessed by their presence here today and they would have the same effect for their future lives together. Jamie, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
In obedience to the call of your risen Lord Jesus Christ, do you repent of your sins?
I do.
Do you trust in Christ's death and for forgiveness and his resurrection for eternal life?
I do.
With the help of the Holy Spirit and the fellowship of the Church, do you offer your life in service to God?
I do.
Brilliant. Jamie Gowdy, at your request and upon your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. His faith and his trust in you. Lord, lead and guide him for his future, knowing that through the power of your Spirit, all things will be possible, and to you be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Jamie, I've got a verse for you, Colossians chapter 2, 6 and 7. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. And I pray for you too. Lord, I thank you for Jamie. I thank you for your hand in his life. I thank you for him trusting in you. And I pray for the filling of your Holy Spirit today and always. I pray that he might know your power in his life and all the things that come through that, that he might just of all he needs, help him to live in obedience to you, help him to think of others and remember and follow the wonderful example of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us life to the full. Ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Jamie.